Yeah, so one of the things that I think relates closely to that and is also going on now in terms of publications is this business of publishing data as a separate publication. So you have things like the Journal of Open Archaeological Data, which are specifically geared towards publishing data sets. And then you have things like the new Elsevier Journal on Digital Heritage, which is looking specifically to publish 3D modeling. And then you have some, I would say, traditional journals which are now accepting 3D content as part of their publications. I know Geoarchaeology, for example, is accepting this kind of content. And I think depending on which of these venues you would be publishing in, the obligations for maintaining the data chain might be different, or the expectations might be different. And I'm generally interested in what people think in terms of whether the 3D models of the kind that we're talking about here, and I hope you all kind of get a chance to look around the website a little bit, whether these are more data publications or traditional narrative publications, or kind of where you see 3D modeling content fitting into that.